L.A., tell me a little bit about what you meant by the Mark of the Beast and what's going on in that area.
Love to. We interviewed Dr. Roger Lehr again for Watchers 2. He's always fascinating. He's always on top of whatever's happening as far as the implants, which he's removed, I think, 17 of them now. And so we went back and just sort of asked him about what some of these earthquakes and signs that we've been talking about in the last hour. And one of the questions I posed to him, because we talked off camera, was, okay, what's your latest on the implants? What have you discovered? And this got me thinking. And basically what Dr. Lehr told us was that when you take these implants out, quick backstory. These implants, and he has a whole process which is very rigorous. In other words, if you have an implant, you just go, hi, Dr. Lehr, I'm, you know, Bob Jones from wherever, and he would take this thing out. There's a whole interview process that a person goes through, including x-rays, before he'll even, take these things out. But what's amazing, what we know about them are several things. That in most people, in fact, in pretty much everybody, an implant like this, the body would try to remove that implant, expunge that implant from the person, whether it's in the toe or the calf or you know, soft tissue in the arm, wherever. The body would seek to just get rid of that implant. Well, what we see is exactly the opposite. Nerve endings wrap around these things. There's some sort of secretion that is guarding these implants. Dr. Lehr has even had a one patient where as his finger went towards the implant, he could see the implant move underneath the skin. That's bizarre stuff. So he's removed these, and sometimes because they're so difficult to get out, they will come out in two or three different pieces.
Or they move around, Ellie. I witnessed one.
There you go.
All over the place.
I know. When it moves around, it's crazy. I mean, it's like, again, we're not in Kansas anymore, folks. I keep using that, but, you know, hello, it's high strangeness, is what the Mouton Hell would say, and we're there. So he takes these implants out, comes out in two or three pieces. He's discovered that if you take the patient's blood prior to the operation and spin it in a centrifuge, create plasma, and then drop these things back into it, they're very happy. Well, what he told me the last time we interviewed him was that they seem to be reconstructing themselves within a 24-hour period. Now, let's say there are three pieces that come out of the person's arm, let's say, and he puts them in the vial of plasma, the blood, and 24 hours later, they have tried to reassemble themselves. That's bizarre. An inanimate object like that, somehow defying the laws of physics as we know them, and trying to reassemble themselves. Again, Dr. Lehr tells us that it's nanotechnology in these things. They're made from meteorite metal material, which the closest thing we have on this planet is, let's say, metal found in the Arizona crater there, okay? So with that in mind, the idea that these things are reassembling themselves, that got me thinking. This takes a couple of minutes to set up. And I asked Dr. Lehr, I said, what do you think these things are doing? And I posed a question. Tracking device? He just scoffed at it. He said, absolutely not. You know, tracking device, it's so far beyond any type of a tracking device. They're changing the person's DNA. That, to me, is huge. Here's the deal. We know from ancient prophetic texts, one of them tells us that it'll be like the days of Noah when the second coming happens, when the Son of Man returns in particular. And that immediately begs the question, what differentiates the days of Noah from any other time in history? Which, of course, when we look at the text, there's several interesting factors. One, we get the Nephilim, the fallen angels, which we've talked about on this show many times. Mm-hmm. But another dynamic that many researchers, including myself, have overlooked is the lifespan was 500, 600, 700, 800, 900 years old before these people died. And then we see that somehow the DNA has changed and the lifespan is shortened to 100 years, 120 years. And that, again, is in the text. So one of the dynamics would be to live, let's say, 500 years. Let's just hold that figure. Hold that on the back burner. Then we skip to another prophetic text known as the Book of Revelation. Most people have heard that. Excuse me. Most people have heard about the Mark of the Beast. And that's this is really interesting stuff, George. It tells us that you won't be able to buy, sell, or trade without that mark. Well, Okay, we all know that now. So we look at Digital Angel, and some people say, well, there, that could be a prototype.
Sure.
That chip that, that monitors, that, that could monitor all your banking stuff. We get that. Okay, fine. But you know,
your,
most people,
your PIN number could be that, right?
Exactly. But most people aren't going to get willingly chipped. I mean, it's just, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
So then we see in the book of Revelation, again, we see some real enigmatic stuff. We get one prophecy, one scripture that tells us, this is really bizarre, men will seek death and not find it. Men will, men and women will seek death and not find it. Then we find out that anyone who takes the mark is, there's no second chances. You take the mark, you're hosed, to put it in modern day vernacular. Then we find out that those who take the mark, these sores break out on these people. So here's the scenario. I'm not saying this is exactly the way it comes down, but it's certainly an interesting scenario. I don't cover this in Watchers 2, per se, although we do cover the doc, talking to Dr. Lear about the implants. That's in Watchers 2. This scenario that I'm about to tell you is actually in the new book I'm working on called The Cosmic Chess Match. Basically, it's this, that when they show up, and I've said this on your show before, it will be because of some sort of a nuke going off, more than likely in the Middle East. We'll see some sort of a an exchange of nuclear material in the Middle East, which will cause the greatest collective fear in human history, off the charts, because we're all wired together. We all see this stuff live. It's not like, you know, Nagasaki, Hiroshima, where a week later we get news clips, and that it's a whole different scenario. We watch this stuff come down live. So this battle, or this, which again is prophesied, happens in the Middle East. Nukes are used. And that's when our good friends, who aren't really good in my opinion, and you know where I'm coming with this, I believe, as Jacques Vallée does, that these are messengers of deception. We'll see three-mile-wide craft appear, and they will come with two wonderful gifts. The first gift will be some sort of an anti-gravity device, free energy, basically, which will take us off the oil thing, and everyone will be going, hooray, isn't that cool? And people will, it's sort of like the V series. It's like, can we really trust them? They seem benevolent. They are here, and they will tell us that they started the world's earliest, or they that genetically manipulated early man, that they created all life on this planet, that they started the world's civilizations and religions and everything else. And now they're back at this critical juncture in human history to usher us into a time of peace and knowledge and prosperity. Wonderful. So remember, this whole climate of fear has just happened in the Middle East. And we can see that this, the Middle East is seething right now. It's not such a far-out scenario. Hello? And so this nuke thing has just happened. And now we've got mile-wide ships. And we know, we've seen these things, Phoenix lights, the lights in Texas, Stevensville lights, and on and on it goes. The huge craft mile-wide seen by two different pilots over the English Channel in 2007. We spent the rest of the night talking about this stuff. So it's not... I mean, at some point, they're going to be revealing. And they will come with the first gift, which is the free energy. But the second gift, get this, which ties into this prophecy stuff, which I think is, and again, this is a scenario, but it's taking all these different prophecies and overlaying them and saying, wow, this is a whole, this is a whole different dynamic. They will come with this chip, and I believe these are prototypes that are in these people. They're prototypes. They are changing the DNA. We also know, I've actually got an article talking that scientists have been able to target the gene in human beings which creates aging. They seem to be able to isolate that. Now, they're not reversing it yet. But what if this chip, what if you were told, and everybody else on this planet were told, that you, by taking this implant, you would live 500 years disease-free. You cannot get sick.
I don't believe them.
Well, I wouldn't either.
They don't want us to live 500 years. They want us to live 10 years.
Yeah, they're trying to cull the population.
Yep.
But can you imagine if something like that was offered? Now you'd have people scrambling to get this thing.